First things first, we do say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my good buddy Tom Fortino. And Tom, it's great to be with you, sir. Hope you're doing well today.
Great to be here. Great to be here, Kevin. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm in that point of the year where, like, Halloween's behind us, and now, you know, I know we talk taxes, and we're going to dive into taxes on this show, but for anybody listening that has younger kids, younger grandkids, the dad tax this time of year is a real thing when it comes to going through the Halloween buckets. Have you had a chance to maybe put a few extra off to the side for you for the kids maybe that didn't knock on the door?
I try to avoid it. You know what I do is I look for other people to give it to.
Okay.
So that's you know, that's I guess that would be considered a charitable donation. I don't know. That's
there you go.
Which is in this case, not tax deductible, but it's certainly tax deductible from your waistline.
Well, I always go through my kids and I'll tell them, I'll be like, listen, if they give you stuff with like the peanuts in it, you don't like the peanut stuff. Mm-hmm. If you see the Skittles, or more importantly, Tom, if you find those king size candy bars,
yeah,
dad's a big fan of those. We actually have people in our neighborhood, they put little maps out on Halloween, like, hey, these are the houses that have the big ones. These are the ones you got to hit up first. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. I do. Well, no, it's not unbelievable, but hey, you got to be strategic, man.
That's right.
I, you know, remember when you were a kid, but yeah, we do give out the larger ones too. So, you know,
I think you probably got to put
I'm making the announcement. Anyone who wants to come to my house, we're going to. Anyway.
There you go. So. There you go. Well, it is tax time when it comes to the dad tax. But Tom, let's be honest, taxes never really go away, especially for what you do every single day when it comes to planning for retirement. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring this up to you because I saw this article on Kiplinger.com asking a financial advisor about three retirement tax areas they're constantly nagging their clients about. One is taxes on different types of income. One is taxes on gifts. And of course, property taxes is the third. So Tom, if you could run our listeners through each of these tax areas, and is there anything that article might be missing out on?
Well, you know, we can get into a lot of details. Tax planning is so expansive, and I'm just going to say, let's differentiate when we start this conversation between tax planning and tax preparation. And this is really important because tax planning in retirement is crucial because it directly affects how much of your savings you get to keep and spend. And tax planning, or I like to say forward tax planning, can reduce your tax burden. It can preserve your nest egg, and it can help ensure your income lasts longer. I mean, how much more important can it be? And you know, at the Alpha Wealth Group, tax planning, and I'm an investment advisor rep. We talked about it. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. We do estate planning, all of it. Tax planning is critical. Let me give you an example right out of the gates, because they one of the things they talk about here is different income. Let's just use one income, which is Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to make my point. Let's just say your Social Security benefits are $60,000 between you and your spouse. All right, great. You can say, I'm going to get $60,000. Well, let's hold on a minute, right? Up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable. That means $50,000 of the $60,000. $50,000 of that's taxable. You got to put that in the column. Now, let's just use an effective tax rate of 25%. I want to keep the number simple. That means you have to give the IRS $12,500. So your benefit is not 60, it's 47,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see my point when we talk about why it's so important to get to tax-free. We focus on getting to tax-free. That's when I talk about doing things like Roth conversions, Roth 401ks. Not only are they not taxable, they're not taxable ever at any, the tax rate on them is always zero, but they also don't tax your Social Security. And I do this in our classes, which you can always sign up for, the New Reality in Retirement, where I get on the board and I explain. I show someone even taking money out of their IRAs. So you can still have some money in your IRA, but if you do these things that I talk about, which maybe we'll get into a little bit today, Kevin, on end of year, but you have till the end of the year to do a Roth conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, these are things that if you start to do it, you could get all of your Social Security tax free. I show someone getting $100,000 of income and paying zero tax. That is a zero. That's the number. So now that $60,000, you keep every penny of it. And so we talk about this tax planning, forward tax planning versus tax preparation. This is so critical. We can get into tax efficiency too. There's so many things, but this is destructive to building wealth. And so we just want you to be aware of these. We have that report, the 7 strategies to tax free. It includes everything from non-deductible contributions, after tax 401ks, health savings accounts. These are all tax free ideas. Can you get to tax free? Look, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get all your Social Security tax free, but why are we not moving in that direction to get most of it tax free, all of it or some of it? Because again, you're taking a pay cut. And so I like to say sometimes, look, the quickest way to a pay raise is to minimize your taxes. Again, we have that report, Getting to Tax-Free. It's on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download it. You can read through it. You can look at some of these ideas. In fact, you can put some things into play today, right now, before the end of the year, and start this process. I mean, you know, talking about getting motivated and maybe getting inspired and things that we can start to do each year to take action. So that's available to you. Or if you just want to chat about some of these ideas, I've done a number of Roth conversions already this year. You know, this is something we do every year with our clients. Again, that's why we're a little different by design, because we incorporate tax planning. I tell people to bring in their tax returns. Look, if you're in a 12 or a 22% tax bracket, you can convert, especially at a 12. Imagine if you could, or if I said to you, you could move money at 12% today to an account that you will never pay tax on the rest of your life. The tax rate, and of course, is always zero. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security or affect your Medicare premiums, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Would you do that? You may even want to consider that 22%. And again, if we don't do these things before December 31st, we lose a year that we could potentially do it. I don't have time to get into every aspect. That's why we offer the reports. But, you know, I talked about maxing out your 401ks. Do Roth conversion. I mean, so Roth contributions. You can do 401k contributions. For those of you that are capped out, I had a meeting this week. I sat down with someone. He said, well, I'm done with my 401k. I hit the 31,000, which is the amount you can put in. I said, well, call them and see if you can do after-tax contributions. What does that mean? You could go up to 70,000 in a 401k if your plan allows it. And guess what? Now that you put in the money after tax, at the end of the year, you convert it to a Roth on money you've already paid tax on. That's non-taxable. These are ideas that are in this report. And again, I can't get into all of them. That's why I offer the information. But, and then we just haven't even gotten into tax efficiency, which is, you know, what do you own in the different buckets of your, what do you have in your Roth, your IRA, and your after-tax accounts? I see people all the time just getting 1099s, the I'm telling on you form. And again, they pay tax on money they don't need. We need to start doing this. I'm telling you, as I mentioned, it is critical to your planning. It is crucial, you know, as we look down the line, of keeping more income in your pocket. So why aren't we incorporating more tax money? If you're not getting this type of advice, that's why when I say throw everything in a box, bring in your tax returns. We're going to demystify some of this, and we're going to go from tax preparation to tax planning. So again, if you want to take advantage, or if you just want to talk about, hey, I was thinking about this Roth conversion. Should I do one this year? I don't care if you do 10,000 or 5,000. Maybe it's a good thing to just try it and get used to doing this stuff. And now it starts to become habit. So again, if you want to schedule a time, you can give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and you can schedule a time right in my calendar there. And again, as I said, if it's even a 15, 20 minute phone call, you just want to chat for a little bit, it's certainly a great way to introduce myself and yourself and have a discussion about what you're trying to accomplish. I'm pretty confident we're going to come up with some ideas, and you know what? It's going to impact your retirement planning. Again, I'm going to say that statement, and I'm going to stick with that statement. So if you want to take advantage of it, give us a call. Go to our website. There's information. Again, this can be critical to your retirement planning, so don't procrastinate. Take action.
630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, Dave Ramsey's stirring up yet another debate, and I think this is a rather interesting one. Wanted to get your thoughts on this. Ramsey recently said you should take your Social Security at 62 even if you're still working. That is, as long as you have the discipline to invest it wisely. I hear you already laughing. So I guess that leads me to believe that, you know, a lot of folks out there, we probably believe they don't necessarily have that type of discipline, do they?
Well, I got to be careful here. I'm not going to besmirch anyone, but it is a tough thing. There's a lot of moving parts here. Yeah. And to make these stay, again, I didn't hear it, so I'll give Dave Ramsey a little bit of a pass here. But, you know, I'm glad this has come to the fore, because it's something to discuss. When we talk about these Social Security decisions, these claiming strategies, you know, it's very important, because once we lock into it, now, if you take it at 62, so I'll make a couple comments about this, which is, if you take it at 62, that's the earliest you're qualified. You can take as early as 62, you can defer till 70. It grows by 8% per year. There's a lot of rules. Lawrence Kotlikoff says there's over 2,700. So this gets a little overwhelming sometimes. But if you take it at 62, you're locking into a benefit that is 30% lower for the rest of your life than your full retirement age. Let's say 67. Mm-hmm. So you're locking into the lowest possible benefit for the rest of your life. And the risk, as they say, and I'm going to quote my guy Lawrence Kotlikoff again, which is the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about taking it at 62, not only are you lowering, you're locking into a lower benefit, keep in mind for those that are married, the highest benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So if your benefit is higher, you're locking into a lower benefit for yourself and for your spouse, because if you predecease your spouse, great, they get your benefit, but it was the lower benefit. So this is so important to understand these things, because this is one of the points where we talk about, whether it's about the market, whether it's about taxes, whether it's about Social Security. There's a lot of noise out there, and maybe I'll use another term, a lot of opinions.
Right.
One of the things I pride myself on, and the Alpha Wealth Group does, is I always say, look, if I'm going to give you some information, I'm going to base it on facts. I'm going to give you an example here with someone I just met, how he walked through this whole Social Security decision. The other comment I'll make, and again, we could spend a whole show on Social Security, Kevin, but you know, at 62, if you're still working, there's still the penalty. If you're continuing to work, if you make over, I'm just going to round the number off, it's around $24,000 a year. They start taking back a dollar of Social Security for every $2 you make over $24,000. So if you're working and you're making $100,000, I got news for you. You are not seeing a penny of your Social Security anyway. The penalty goes away at your full retirement age, which is typically 67. So at 67, you can make $1 million a year. You can turn on Social Security, you'll get every penny of it. The tax component is another piece of it. Mm-hmm. And that's why all of these things we work with our clients and anybody that comes in, we talk to them. Understand these claiming strategies. There's the claiming strategy piece of it, which will impact the value of your lifetime benefit. But it also, the tax component of it will impact your lifetime benefit. We talked about that in the first segment about trying to get most of your Social Security or not all of it tax-free. I've done that with a number of clients. I can tell you that. Man, that's a good feeling. So we just really have to be careful about when we turn on our Social Security. As I said, we're locking into a lower benefit for the rest of our life. As I said, for those of you, I'll make this and then I want to give you a couple quick examples here. You know, if you want we have the Social Security decision. Again, we have the library on our website. It's got everything from estate planning information to tax planning, which I offered earlier, tax strategies, but it's also got what's called the Social Security decision. It goes through some of these things. There's no perfect answer, but man, if you can make an informed decision, you're going to feel a lot better knowing the numbers, making that decision. And you're not going to say, which I've had this conversation before down the road, man, I wish I wouldn't have locked into that lower benefit, because now it's the rest of my life. Here I am, 72. I can't, it's not going to go up, mm-hmm. right? So these are critical things to consider. So that's why this is so important. And for those that want to do the analysis, I'll offer that too. We run the analysis for you. We plug it in. We'll show you what happens if you take it at 62 versus 67 versus 70. You can see the numbers. Guess what? That's not my opinion anymore. Mm-hmm. We can have a discussion and see what fits your dynamics. You know, things come into play. What's your spouse's benefit? Or are you married or are you not married? What's your life expectancy? Typically longevity. Some of that comes in if there's a situation there. Not the most pleasant discussion, but all of these things come into play. Do you have other pension or other income sources and so on? So we can keep going down the line of part of that decision, but we got to know the numbers. So if you want the analysis done, give us a call again, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, we'll run the report for you. You know, what happens if you take 62, 67, 70? You'll see all the numbers, and guess what? You can feel good about the decision you make. It's not going to be because some guy or some gal told me at work, hey, take it as early as you can, or Dave Ramsey for that matter, right?
Right.
Let's make decisions, because these can really be critical to our financial well-being. I don't mean to be too animated about it, but it's a little scary when we just hear someone throws out an opinion and doesn't back it up. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I had a meeting recently, and this gentleman came in. In fact, he said, look, I went to my advisor, the person managing my money. And again, we're an investment advisor, part of an investment advisor group. We do portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed. We do tax planning, investment planning, estate planning, asset protection. We look at everything. We talk about the five pillars and being complete. But he came in and said, I'm trying to get an answer from this person, and they really keep not giving me an answer. They're like, well, whatever you think, kind of. And so we ran the numbers. And here's what was interesting. It showed he's going to be I think he's going to turn 68 next year, but he's going to take it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when we ran the numbers, we showed if he waited till 70, And his spouse is involved in this too, because once he turns it on, the spouse can turn on, the spouse will benefit. And it showed that if he waited till 70, it's not as big as a cumulative lifetime benefit, because we looked at the numbers. Sometimes it's big, by the way. In this case, it wasn't. So, and he has other assets, and he has other income. So guess what? By doing this analysis of showing them taking it at different ages and different times, he saw it. And guess what he said? I'm going to take it next year, because he saw the numbers. And so it was really, again, a good positive session. And he said, you know what? My wife's going to be happy too, because she's been wanting to take it for a while. And now we can, you know, now you can go home and say, honey, we're going to turn on Social Security. And you know what's nice? Those paychecks are going to start coming in every month. We talk about, we're going to talk more about this, Kevin, the income piece of it. Mm-hmm. This is only one of the number of income sources that we help clients create on their income plan, maximizing your Social Security benefit, having the proper claiming strategies, then minimizing the tax on it so you get most of it, if not all of it, tax-free. Man, this is what it's about. And then we talk about the investments, and then we talk about the other pieces of your plan, the estate and legacy planning. This is why it's so important. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number, which we're going to talk about. It's about having all these pieces in place. This is one of them. What if you could check the box on, yeah, I did the analysis on my Social Security, as well as my overall income plan. We'll help you with that. We're very informal here. I said, even if you want to just chat on the phone for a little bit, get on my schedule on through the website, or you can give us a call and come on in and bring in your information. We'll look at the taxes as well as the Social Security, talk about this forward planning, get you in a better position, and more importantly, get you informed, provide clarity, security, a level of that, and making you feel better. Get rid of some of this. Like I said, uncertainty is never a good thing. We know what we hear about in the market, but certainly not in your retirement planning. So just pick up the phone and give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com.
How long would $1.5 million in retirement last? And obviously that depends on the state in which you live. So Let me just throw a couple of these out here. While $1.5 million lasts 54 years in West Virginia, It lasts just 17 years in Hawaii, 23 in Massachusetts, 24 in California. Now, the good news, Tom, is the same amount would last you 40 years or more, 32 of the 50 states. Mm-hmm. But, Tom, does that kind of shoot a hole in that old notion that you got to be wealthy to be able to retire comfortably? Or can listeners out there who are under that $1.5 million still find a way to have an enjoyable retirement?
Well, you know, it's always the devil's in the details. We talk about these things because they're going to say, okay, where do you come up with this number? What is it based on? What kind of income do you need? Does it really apply to everyone? You know, Schwab did a survey, I think it was just this past year, 2.2 million. Now you got 1.5 million. And again, you can, if you looked it up and you looked at these numbers or you did a search, you would see all types of different numbers. And I looked this up a little bit and it said, okay, it's based on this plus getting your Social Security. Now, we just talked about trying to maximize your Social Security benefit and what that whole claiming strategy, that's part of it. But that's what's interesting. Social Security is different than $1.5 million. What do I mean by that? That's an income, not an asset. $1.5 million is not an income. And so we really have to be careful when we talk about these numbers, this generality, where we say, oh, $1.5 million, or what number do I need to get to? Okay, my next question is, well, number one, what income do you need to, you know, enjoy the lifestyle you want, to be able to do the things you want to do? You know, if you say, hey, this year I want to go on a trip. We decided we're going to take that trip. We've been thinking about, well, can you do it? Well, again, is that in the plan? And do you have the income to support that? There's a lot of studies that show that. So, we have to be careful with a number. And Social Security is an income. And what I mean by that is, okay, it comes in, and same as a pension. So these fall in the category, if I define income, right? It doesn't matter what the market does. Whether it's up or down, you're getting the pension. Whether it's up or down, you're getting the Social Security. So the market, to a certain extent, is irrelevant. It certainly isn't the paychecks, because that check shows up. And we always talk about, how do we replace the paychecks so they come in every month, just like you're working. That's kind of a goal. But the market doesn't impact it. The other thing is, whether you have savings or investments, that income keeps coming in. And then finally, longevity risk. You know, no matter what age you are, that's coming in. 65, 85, 95, if you have a pension or Social Security, that's coming in. And so it's so critical that, again, we discern between assets and income. It's great you got that $1.5 million pot, but no number is going to make sure that that you have that or ensure or guarantee you have that income. Because if I ask the question, what is that going to get you for the rest of your life? Well, the answer is, I don't know. We just don't. And then what happens if you live longer than expected? And so we have to factor a lot of these things. And I'm very cautious about that. I'll stop preaching. But the bottom line is, look, again, we do money management, portfolio management. That's part of what we do. I'm an investment advisor. We're part of an investment registered investment advisory group. I mean, I think we do a good job. We focus on that. We do a good job there. But I also create income planning. So imagine if you could have the income. And so we talked about Social Security claiming strategies. I just had a conversation with someone the other day. I said, go to SSA.gov, get your benefits. They weren't sure what the benefits were. I said, you got to know your numbers. So now we can start designing, and we're going to get back together, but we're going to design an income plan for him. His benefits, his wife's benefits. Now we can talk about the other aspects of it. Do you have a pension? If he does, let's add that to the pot. And then the final part is, not the final, but another area we've talked a lot about, and I just will talk about it again, is do you want to use annuities to create the income and guaranteed lifetime income, right? Because that's another transfer. It's a risk. So as I said, now I can take that pot of money that I looked at and I can create an income. In fact, I can create a guaranteed lifetime income. In fact, I can create a guaranteed joint lifetime income. So it is not reduced. And so these are things that we can talk about. There's pros and cons to it, but I have conversations all the time. And again, we do more on the money management side, but I'm insurance licensed too. So I know annuities. I've been insurance licensed over 20 years. And so when someone asks me about it, I can give them an honest assessment. Here are the pros. Here are the cons. And so you understand, I'm not trying to sell somebody an annuity. I'm looking at what it does for you. Now, does that appeal to you? Now, there's been a lot of studies. And again, this is something that you want to know. It said BlackRock did a study. It said 97% of annuity owners said their annuities helped them worry less about running out of money. Okay, is that important? 93% said annuities ease their concerns about day-to-day expenses. Is that important to you? And so we've talked about the psychology of people spending money. It's very hard to pull money. The studies have shown this, to take money from your investments because you're concerned about the market. You're concerned about longevity. You're concerned about these things. But what if you create income streams? So that's why I talk about these things and understanding, you know, maximizing the Social Security, understanding your pension benefits. Those are both irrevocable decisions. But that's why I help individuals go through that process. And then do we want to add on to that the annuities, which give us another guaranteed lifetime income stream? We can give you these numbers. I know people hear a lot of information on that or a lot of opinions. Again, please let's get away from opinions. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the facts. Okay, again, there's pros and cons to everything. So if you want some information on this, you want to create an income plan and go through it, we'll do the Social Security analysis. Well, if you have a pension, get that information. And then if you want to take a look at how do these annuities work, actually, because I had, again, this question probably in two or three meetings this past week. So I went through them. I explained how they work. Mm-hmm. And now you can make a decision. Just give us a call at 630-864-6711. You know, and we'll run the numbers for you. You'll see how they work. I'll give you an example again. And I don't know if I mentioned the website I have, but I'll mention it again, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Not only, again, can you get the reports, the truth about annuities, but you can also schedule a time on my calendar if you just want to chat about them. I had a meeting, as I said, recently, and we went through these examples, and it really relates. We talk about this domino effect sometimes, and it does, because if you look at Social Security, again, the claiming strategy, the highest benefit, and so for those that are married, and I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this, Kevin, later on, when we talk about if you're married and what happens when if a spouse predeceases another, keep in mind, one of the Social Securities goes away. In addition to that, if there's a pension, it could be reduced. That could go away. There's other issues there, which we'll talk about later, but let's talk about the income piece of it. But my point is, the other benefit sometimes with using this as part of your income plan, not your investment plan, part of your income plan, is that if it's a joint lifetime income, I showed someone the other day, it was, I think, about a $45,000 benefit. The husband's Social Security, it can go either way, but in this case, the husband's Social Security was higher. It was about $50,000. Okay? That one's staying. So if he predeceases his spouse, which men go first, we know it's just that's just the numbers. His wife is going to have his $50,000 because that now becomes a survivor benefit. In addition to that, there's the $45,000 from the annuity. He knows that she will have at least $95,000 of income coming in for the rest of her life. And so you see why this stuff, and when I go to these studies, about 97% say they help them worry less about running out of money. Because again, It comes in at any age. It comes in regardless of the market, and it comes in regardless of your investments. So maybe to consider some of these things. That's why when we talk about the number, Kevin, 1.5 million, again, I'm not trying to get animated here, but please let's kind of focus on a different number. What income are we creating? What type of lifetime income are we creating? And we can get you some of that information so you can make, again, informed decisions, not based on someone's opinion. So feel free to give us a call or go to our website, and we'll help you out.
It is a fact that more times than not, wives do outlive their husbands. And in fact, research shows that nearly 80% of women will become the sole financial decision maker for their household at some point. And we know a big part of that becomes planning for their retirement. So, Tom, if you could speak to the listeners out there that maybe one spouse handles the majority of the finances, and let's talk about why it's really important for both spouses to be on that same page so neither feels lost if something was to happen.
Yeah, you know, we could go in so many directions here, Kevin, on this, and we'll try to cover a lot of ground. There's so much to cover here. You know, Fidelity does a study. I don't know if it's every year, but it's a couple study, and they come back saying, look, two forces move the world, love and money, okay? And it's the biggest relationship challenge for one in four couples, according to this survey. You know, 49%, again, this is their survey, 48% disagree on the age they plan to retire, 51% disagree on how much savings they need, and we could go down the line. But yeah, we get back to this. We talk about this. You know, we talked about being organized, having communication. This is so critical. And it's not just critical during your lifetimes. It's certainly what happens. You mentioned 80% of spouses are widowed, and it's the opposite where 80%, you know, that when we talk about males, you know, they predecease their spouses. And that's just, again, those are just the facts. The probability is there. And so how do you create your plan? It gets back to when I talk about the five pillars. So again, there's a number of levels. We spent last week talking about financial organization. You know, we have that worksheet. It's called the Asset Organizers. We have the other income and budget worksheets. These are worksheets that help you get organized. Here are where our assets are. Here are the values of them. Here are how they're titled. Here's our beneficiaries. What about life insurance, which obviously comes into play? You know, is it about to expire? If you have a term insurance policy that's going to end in 2 years, is that going to be a problem? And so these are so critical. Why we talk about the five pillars. You know, we've talked about income planning, creating income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes on that income, having investments, asset protection. You know, what happens if you pass away? You're an asset. And so an income goes away, a pension can go down, Social Security can go away, and then your spouse is in a higher tax bracket. We sometimes call that the widow's tax penalty. But, and then we have the estate and legacy plan. Do you have the right documents in place, powers of attorney, living trust, to control the assets? And see, that's why when I talk about being complete, if we can check the box on all those five pieces, it kind of takes care of these other things that I'm going to bring up. You know, I talk about the widow's penalty on your retirement accounts, okay? When you pass away, the surviving spouse is filing individually. They could be in double the tax bracket. And guess what? RMDs don't go down. But you know what? If you do Roths, they're not taxable. Mm-hmm. Nothing, zero. And they're not taxable to your spouse or to your children. So you see how these things, this domino effect. Social Security, I just talked about, that's part of the income piece. But if you're maximizing and not doing the take it 62, but you're doing the claiming strategy where you're maximizing the benefit, you're not just doing it for your life, you're doing it for your spouse's life, because that becomes the survivor benefit. That's part of that income piece. And then we talk about asset protection and estate and legacy planning. These are all part of these pillars. That's why when we offer this blueprint, I like to call it a blueprint because I think it is. It's on our website. You can get it. It's called Retirement Roadmap, the five simple steps and the five pillars to your retirement plan. It goes through these things. You can use that as a, like I said, a checklist if you want, however you want to use it, but it goes through all of these in more detail. But if you think about it, you know, as I said, life insurance, okay, is it, you know, some people say I don't need it if I'm older. Maybe, I don't know. But then what happens if you pass away? Certainly while you're working, it's important. And so, you know, that's one aspect of it. And we talk about even disability. We won't get into all that. I mean, insurance, I'm insurance licensed. I have been for 20 years. So I can advise my clients on this, but understand, again, what the risks are. It's not, there was a phrase one time I heard, it's not about the risk, it's the consequences. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be, and then what about long-term care? What happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? And then, you know, there's another aspect of that. If you have a long-term illness and you're incapacitated, does your spouse have power of attorney? Mm-hmm. Because if your spouse doesn't have power of attorney, assets are frozen during your lifetime. Forget it, what happens when you pass away. Retirement accounts have to stay in your name individually. You cannot joint title an IRA or 401k. So if you do not have a power of attorney, that asset is frozen if you're incapacitated. Beneficiary designations don't matter at that point because you're not dead. again, not trying to get too animated about this, but this is why I said it's not about just, you know, growing a pile of money, getting to a number. Those are all, that's why we're different by design. That's how we approach this. I'm going to tell you, hey, these are issues you might want to address. We look at it from that perspective. Yes, we're going to manage the portfolios. Yes, I think we do a good job. But what are you doing from a tax standpoint? What are you doing to create income you can't live out? What are you doing to protect assets during your lifetime and then making sure you control them during your lifetime and that they flow to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? When was the last time you checked that? So I'm not trying to preach here, but I hope you understand where all these, sometimes I see these problems are asleep and it's like, all of a sudden, what are you going to do? If you're not in place, if a spouse, again, becomes incapacitated or passes away, well, sometimes, you know, you can't change beneficiaries post-death. You can't go out and get a power of attorney for a person who's incapacitated. You got to look at these things, and this is why we offer this information. So if you want to sit down and really go through all of this, we're thorough. We are, okay? Mm-hmm. I mentioned I'm an engineer by trade. That's my undergraduate. This is how I approach it. It's like financial engineering. We look at everything. I'm building a car. I'm building a house. I'm building a retirement plan. So if you want to look at all these aspects and say, okay, where are some loose ends? Let's do it. Give us a call. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar, sign up for our newsletter, of course, but get on our calendar. And even just if you want to have a 15-minute phone conversation to get this ball rolling. And again, as I said, there's maybe some things you can do before the end of the year. And so, you know, that's why I hope I've made some comments about some things that maybe are triggering and saying, hey, these are things I need to look at. Even if we've done that for you and you're going to go take a look on your own, I'm happy about that. I think we've been successful.
Let me ask you this too, real quick, Tom. When it comes to having those conversations with both spouses,
yeah,
do you see often where maybe somebody, one of the two, you know, the risk tolerance, their risk score is way completely mm-hmm. different than the other? Is that sort of a common thing where maybe, you know, the two spouses are very different sides uh-huh. of the financial aisle, if you will?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I just had that conversation. It's like, were you listening the other day to my meeting?
I was not.
But it happens. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing. Look, the reality is it's the old, you know, men will never ask for directions kind of thing. Many studies have been done. It's typical. It's not always that way. Sometimes it's the woman who's more more of a risk taker. And that's, you know, whatever it is, we want to compliment each other. So that's a good thing. It's okay when you can kind of have, you know, you're not all on the same page with that. But you know what? That's the beauty of communication. And that's why we said why this is so important to not just be organized and know where things are at, but to work together on it. So, you know, I really make an effort to sit down with my wife. I do it a couple times a year and say, hey, let's pull some stuff up. The other day I pulled up our insurance and I said, hey, we're going to fund this. We've got, you know, I do own one that's happens to be an index universal life. Anyway, we won't get into that, but we fund it every year. And I showed her, I went through it. And yeah, okay, we're going to do that. You know, we go through the estate planning documents. It's just a review. So we're all on the same page. And it's something that's so critical because, again, you know, if something does happen, unfortunately, we talk about the bad piece of this, the other one's ready to hit the ground running as far as, hey, I know where things are. I know what I can do. And it's, boy, you know, it's emotional enough. But who needs to add that other financial piece stress to it? Boy, it's just tough. And so that's why, again, it's so important we do these things.
630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or online at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, this hour has zipped right on by, as it tends to do on this show. And before we do run out of time, sir, the floor is all yours once again for the final word.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to go back to, I guess, a comment I made not just a few minutes ago, or maybe it was a little longer, but it was, I hope we've said something today that hit a part of your plan that you're going to say, you know, I'm going to take a look at that. I don't care if it was about, hey, I want to look at my estate planning documents. Maybe I want to do a Roth conversion. I'm going to go to SSA.gov and look up my Social Security benefits. I'm going to get organized and get that asset organizer. Or better yet, I'm going to pick up the phone and give the Alpha Wealth Group team a call or go to our website.
Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.